wherever you may be around the world, or just, you know, picking up the frequency wherever you are in the cosmos, you know. There are people, star seeds, celestial beings, otherworldly patrons, you know, star hoppers, star travelers, you know, that can pick up the frequency even outside the planet. So if you're listening to me from another realm, shout out to you. I salute you as well. And you'll know in a moment why I'm saying that, okay? So I received a message by way of someone. They were given the message to get to me. Some of you may remember that I shouted someone out when I did my Divine Matriarch Shine video 2 months ago. The person that I shouted out that I saw on Astral the night before I did that video, by the way, the Divine Matriarch Shine video, if you're listening to this on podcast, is on my YouTube channel, Metaphysical Life Mastery. Actually, if it's not on Metaphysical Life Mastery, it'll be on the Starfire Alchemist, my secondary channel, because there was about a 3 month period where I wasn't putting any content on Metaphysical Life Mastery and everything was on private because my platform, people were trying to take it down by giving me pointless strikes. Okay. And so, you'll find that video on the Starfire Alchemist. The link for my YouTube channel will be in the box. The person that I shouted out in that particular video, it was 2 months ago, today is Thursday, July 29th, 2021. It is 6:18 p.m., which is 69, which is 66, 6:18 p.m. Eastern Standard Time in the USA, okay? And the person that I shouted out in that video was someone that I had seen on Astral the night before. And the person is a reader on YouTube. Okay, they are fairly well known as well. In the Astral experience the night before, what actually occurred, because I didn't tell anybody this publicly, but I'm saying it now because it goes in line with what I'm about to tell you in regard to the message, in regards to the message that I received. What occurred on Astral the night before I made that Divine Matriarch Shine video, where the light was following me, where the light was cutting through me and following me, kind of like out of a scene in Shadow and Bone where the Sun Summoner, the light came out of her. I told you that's a retelling of my story. That's my yin and my yang essence. I am the Black General. I am General Kerrigan. I am Alexander Morakova. Okay. I am Uther Pendragon. The person that I saw on Astral asked me, it isn't mine, I said this is 2 months ago, they asked me to safely transport some children. So they met with me on Astral, and there were other people around that I can't remember, but I spoke to this person. This person is flesh and blood like you and me. But they met with me on Astral, and they asked me to safely transport some children. Now, I don't remember what the reasoning was for me transporting these children, but I just reassured the person that I would get the children safely to where they needed to go. Now, when we talk about astral travel and astral experiences, that's on another plane of existence. That's on another dimensional plane. Okay, that's not in the 3D. So, no, I didn't meet with this person on, you know, on Broad Street. And they said, hey, can you take this child up there, you know, to wherever? No, this was an astral experience, another dimension. So the person seemed like they didn't really trust it and they kind of had a bad attitude. But then I reassured them that everything was going to be fine. And I actually put the children got in the car. There were two girls and a boy in the backseat of a car. They were safely put in the car, and then I transported them where they needed to go. There was a driver. I was not driving, but I was their escort, their protector. So when they show you this in movies where Neo was fighting those twins in the Matrix Reloaded, and there was a driver, that shit is real. That was on another dimensional plane. That was inside the fucking Matrix. That was not in Zion in their last stand of humanity existence. That was not in their physical realm. That was in the Matrix, which was another dimension, where those twins were morphing and able to jump out of the car and chase them and all of that. Okay. This was the scene on the highway, okay, in the Matrix Reloaded. This was right after Neo had gone to see the Merovingian, and the Merovingian didn't want to give up the Keymaker. Okay. You need to refresh yourself on that. Definitely go back and watch it. So the children got to where they needed to go. I've reported to you another podcast episode, on another podcast episode and in another video, where there was a mission that I did regarding soul retrieval, that they sent me in to get this lady, a black lady. Her relatives wanted her to come back on this side, and she didn't want to leave. And so I had to put the message out that y'all need to stop spending money on practitioners, you know, paying for spell work, paying for ritual, paying for readings. They sent me, finally, the Most High sent me in there to try to get her out, because these people had been praying. Whoever her family members were had been praying for her soul to come back to this dimension. And she didn't want to leave. At the last moment, she decided to stay on that side, whichever dimension that is and whatever side that's on. Science has proven the existence. I would say science has admonished or given some kind of credence to the theory that there are parallel universes. Okay. We've seen a lot of depictions of that in entertainment. So I arranged safe travel for the children. And then after that, I had a mission where I went in to get this lady, and I had to hurry up and get out because the portal was going to close. Okay, my time was limited to get in and get out. And in order to get out, I actually had to catch a flight. I had to catch a flight out of there. So people might say, well, cars are 3D. Planes and trains are 3D. Didn't they show you the motherfucking train man in the Matrix? I thought trains was 3D, though. The train man shouldn't have been able to jump in that bitch. And neither should Neo. Neo stepped on the motherfucking train. I thought trains was just something that was made out of metal and other materials that was 3D, though. I thought trains and cars, planes, trains, and automobiles was just some motherfucker thought that shit up and invented that shit for the 3D. I thought that's all it was, though. But I just told you that I put some children in a car in another dimension, and I told you I caught a flight. And I've also told you that planes can take you through portals. That's what the time zone difference actually is. It's a fucking change of dimension. Do you really think... Listen, I'm not even going to get into that flat earth theory. I'm going to just say, do you really think that as big as that motherfucking sun is, and as far away as it is, that it ain't going to shine on another side of the world? Shouldn't it be shining on all sides of the world at the same time? Or is that another dimension? Is your time zone difference you being in another dimension? Not going into that today. Anyway, the message came to me that there is a child that I need to retrieve. This child I've been picking up the energy of this child for a while, and I couldn't make sense of it in my conscious mind. What do I mean by that? I was picking up the energy of this child, and I didn't know who it was. I get intuitive and psychic hits like that, and energetic hits. Sometimes as a super empath, the Hayoka, as Archangel Michael, reincarnated Earth Angel, incarnated angel, etc. Sometimes as starseed, I start feeling sad, or I start feeling emotions of other people or other entities or other spirits or from other dimensions, and I don't know where it's coming from right away. I don't consciously know. Now, my higher self and my spirit may know, but I may not consciously know. So over the last 2 to 3 days, I had been picking up this child's energy. Now I know it was this child. How did I know it was a child to begin with? Because I kept thinking about children. And specifically, a little boy. It's not my son. But I kept feeling the energy of this little boy. And I kept checking my spirit. You know how, like, those of you that are spiritually gifted, you search your spirit and you search your mind and you search, like, your being. It's like, where is this coming from? Where is this? And you just, like, going back. Sometimes you even going back into past lives, like, what child is this? What child is this? Where is this coming from? So I searched briefly and I'm like, I searched my spirit. I'm like, where is this coming from? And consciously, I didn't know, but I did know it wasn't my son that I was feeling. Like, it's not my flesh and blood son, and it's not a spiritual son that I have on the other side, per se. But I have been told that this child is my spiritual son on the other side. Let me check. Is this child my spiritual son on the other side? This one that I have to get. He is my spiritual child. One of them. I've told you all before that I have twins on the other side, that I actually went to see them. Wouldn't you fucking know, I caught a flight on my way out of there. When I was kissing my twins goodbye and reassuring them that I would see them again soon, I got in a car and I went to the fucking airport and I got on a fucking plane and came out of that dimension. Also known as an astral experience. So I don't even know consciously what dimension those children of mine are in. I just know that I saw them, and that when I came out of it, I was overcome with grief because I missed them so much. At the moment that I woke up, as they call it, on this side, I was overcome with grief because I'm like, damn, I missed them. So those children of mine, my children are not, this set of twins is not incarnated. They've never been incarnated as human beings. This child is my son somehow. I'm just going to say somehow. This child got a message to somebody close to me and told them to tell me that they want me to come and get them. They told somebody close to me that they want me to come and get them. The reason why is because this child, my child, one of my children, watches me from another dimension and said, I want to be free like her. I want to be free like you. The person that relayed this message to me said, your mind is clear, your mind is sharp, meaning they're talking to me. Your mind is clear, your mind is sharp. You got all the chains and shackles broke off of you, and this child watches you. This child listens to you, and this child watches you from another dimension. They watch you all the time, and they want to be free like you, and they want you to come and get them. Now, before anybody start reaching and making any smear campaigns, stupid ass videos, tread carefully with me. No, this ain't no child that I lost in miscarriage, and no, it's not a child that was aborted. I've never had an abortion. And I've never had a miscarriage. Not in this life. And they said not in any other lives either. The message came. And they called me. The child didn't call me this. But the message came. It said, the guides and the higher powers who gave the person the message, who then gave it to me, said, call her Venus Starfire. Call her Venus Starfire. Who is Venus? Lucifer, the fucking morning star. And also The Empress. The Empress has children, no? A lot of times they do. They said, call her Venus. The title, your message, Venus Starfire, tell her this message. The child told the person, I watch her. I want to be free like her. I don't have no friends here. And I want out. I want to get out. The child is in another dimension with a single mother. We are not talking about flesh and blood, human beings in this dimension as we see it. This child is in another dimension with a single mother. The mother does not have the wherewithal. She does not have the support system. She does not have the capability or even the knowledge to handle this child. Why? Because this child is a super genius. I'm a genius. And I'm not being cocky. I'm dead ass. I've taken an IQ test before. I'm a genius. This child that I have to go in, pick up and transport safely, is a super genius. This child is not free in that dimension. This child has no friends. And it's a surrogate mother there, because you know how those of us who are starseeds and incarnated angels are like, these ain't my real fucking parents. That's why they treat us bad a lot of times, or they on that bullshit, or they don't believe us and all kind of stuff, and they gaslight us and narcissistic abuse. This child has one of them type of parents, except she's not abusive. She just don't know what to do with the child, because the child is so advanced and so smart. The child is otherworldly. The child is a starseed, because I'm his mama and I'm a starseed. She ain't his real mama. She was a steward, a throne motherfucking steward. And I'm not disrespecting her, because I appreciate her for what she's done. I'm just saying, the fire is rising up out of me, because I've been feeling this child of mine. The last two nights, it's been on me heavy before I go to bed. And it was on me so heavy, like, who is this little boy? I was rocking back and forth. And I was like, I could feel it. And tears would come into my eyes. I'm like, who is this child that I keep feeling? I knew it wasn't my flesh and blood son in this dimension. Because my children in this dimension are star seeds and cherubim. I knew it wasn't him. And I'm like, what is this little boy? Let me tell you something. I had a dream years ago. I was on astral and I was holding a baby, a newborn baby. And the baby was wrapped in swaddling cloths, blankets, and I kept looking down at the baby, and I was treating the baby like it was mine, but I'm like, whose child is this? It was a little boy. And I said, whose child is this? Because the baby didn't look exactly like me in this life. The baby was of another race, and in that experience, I was holding this baby in blankets, and I was riding in the car with one of my ex-boyfriends on astral, and I was taking care of the baby like it was mine, but I kept looking at the baby like, who are you, little one? Like, who are you? Whose baby is this that I'm taking such good care of? Like, whose baby is this? And I woke up questioning that shit for weeks after that. I questioned it, like, whose baby was that? I believe this is the same little boy. This happened years ago. And I'm going to tell you something. Around the time it happened, the age would match up to the age he is. Now, we know time is different in other realms, right? The person that gave me the message said the little boy is 7 years old. 7 years old. Well, I had this experience around 6 or 7 years ago. Now, there could be more than one child, but I'm just saying, let me ask, is this child, the child that I had the astral experience with, where I was holding him in swaddling cloths and I kept looking down at him like, whose baby is this? Where I was with, you know, the guy, one of my ex-boyfriends on astral, we were in the car, and this child, is this the same little boy? They say yes. It's the same little boy. Okay, so I've already had experience with this little boy. So I don't know if this is a starseed child that me and that man had, or how it happened. You know, parthenogenesis is real shit. So women are able to conceive children on their own. I don't discern that that was his child along with me. Was this man that I was with, my ex-boyfriend, was that our child together, or was... They said no. Was that a child that came from me through parthenogenesis? Parthenogenesis. Yes. And so it was just my child. That's why I kept... That's why he was like helping me, but he wasn't treating the baby like it was his, because it wasn't his. It was just mine. Wasn't no man necessary, baby. This little boy is in another dimension, and I know what country he's in. Meaning, even though this is not 3D, he's in another dimension of a real country on this planet. He is not the same quote-unquote ethnic background or race as I am in this life, but I'm gonna tell you something. I got lineage into that line. My blood phenotypes go into that very fucking nation and that very area that he's in. Let me ask them if I'm allowed to tell. Am I allowed to tell what area of the world he's in? Am I allowed to tell that? This little boy is in the Middle East, what they call the Middle East. Specifically, this little boy is in another dimension of modern day Iran. He's in another dimension of modern day Iran. Those of you who have listened to me for a while, remember me, just I was just talking about the Antichrist. And how they say the Antichrist in Islam, they call him Al-Mahdi or Al-Dajjal, okay? They said that he will be born in Egypt. This little boy is not in Egypt. He's in modern-day Iran, another dimension of Iran. So see, there's so much out there. The little boy is a super genius. And the reason why I have to go and get him is because his mother doesn't know what to do with him. And if I don't go and get him, because she doesn't have the tools, the knowledge, the abilities, he doesn't have the nurturing environment to be fostered in his gifts. This little boy is so gifted. He can watch me from his other dimension. From the dimension he's in, he can see me. So he's a remote viewer. He's a super genius. He's got so many gifts. Now I'm going to tell you something. She doesn't have the ability to foster him and help him grow up to be what he's supposed to be. So I have to go and get him. The mother knows that I'm coming to get him. It's 6:39 p.m. and it's 93 degrees outside. 6:39, 93, 93:39, and it's 29 on the day, which is an 11. That's why I have to go today. I have to go tonight, rather. She knows I'm coming to get him. She's already made her peace with it. So to anybody that might be concerned, oh, you're going to take him from his mom. She's not his real mother. I am. She knows I'm coming to get him. She knows that if he stays where he is, he's going to grow up to be potentially a sex offender or a serial killer. He will be a hellion on the earth if I don't go and get him. And they told me I have to go and get him tonight. So all you motherfuckers out there that don't know about this spiritual stuff, you don't have no idea who I am, a lot of you. And those of you that do, I appreciate you for your respect, your grace, and your kindness towards me, and even your silent support. But the other motherfuckers that can't wrap their mind around this kind of stuff, y'all motherfuckers be making comments like, oh, you go to bed early. You goddamn right, because I gotta handle shit like this. Why the fuck would I stay up all night awake when I can't even handle this shit unless I go to sleep? I have to fucking jack in. It takes me being asleep to do that. Was them motherfuckers walking around in the Matrix documentary with them jacks in the back of their head wide awake doing what the fuck they needed to do? No, their eyes was closed and they laid the fuck down. And they went in and they handled business and they wrecked shit. And when they came out of the jack, it was like waking up. So you can talk whatever you want to talk and say whatever you want to say. Oh, you going to bed at 7:30? You goddamn right, because I got shit to do. I don't stay up till 2 and 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning unless I got a real spiritual situation going on, or unless I just can't sleep, or unless the spirits or the Most High keep me up like that. But that's unusual for me. I may wake up at that time later, but I take my ass to bed, because guess what? Even if I get my regular amount of sleep, 5, 6, 7 hours, guess what? When I wake up in the morning, if I've been handling business like that on astral and in another dimension, I'm going to wake up dog fucking tired. Just like I did this morning. I don't know where I was last night. Some of you may know. I don't know. It's not really important for this conversation. But you got them right. I'm about to take my ass to bed when I get off of here so that I can go handle this situation. Because this is how important it is. This little boy is a super genius. If I don't get him, which there ain't no question, I'm getting him. The messenger who gave me this message told me, remove all doubt. You can do it. And you know you can do it. Remove all doubt. If you're wondering if you're going to be taking him away from his friends, this little boy don't have no friends. He watches you and he listens to you all the time. He can see you. He can hear you. He wants you to come and get him. The mother knows you're coming to get him. She done made her peace. He got his suitcase packed. So the little boy is of Middle Eastern ethnicity, or Iran. He's Iranian specifically, if we want to talk in nationality. Like I said, my blood phenotypes go right in there and around that area. His suitcase is packed. The messenger told me. She's made her peace. I'm going to get him. This is how important this little boy is. This little boy, my son, has a spiritual mission that is so important that the messenger told me that this little boy, you know how we've heard of the Antichrist, the whole world has pretty much, right? This little boy is the Antichrist. That's how powerful he is spiritually. When he grows up. So me going to get him, people might be like, well, if you go get him, who, like, how's his life going to be? He's going to be with a loving, caring family. He's going to be challenged, and his gifts are going to be sharpened and honed. Whereas where he is now, he would just fall by the wayside and become he will become a hoodlum. A plague on the society. Because when that kind of genius goes unfostered and it's not nurtured, and the child is in a negative environment, that's a lot of times what happens. We've heard that story a lot in America, especially with black single parents that have gifted children. If the children are not put in the right environment and brought up the right way, they'll have all them gifts and they'll turn into a fucking mass murderer, rapist, serial killer, you know, just somebody extremely toxic with all them damn gifts. That's the two-edged sword of the spirit. The two-edged sword of the word of God, but also mankind's soul and spirit. Okay? So this little boy is the anti-antichrist, meaning he is the antithesis to the antichrist figure that will arise on the planet one day, and that I feel is already in the planet. I think I told y'all that within the next 10 to 20 years, you'll see. I think I told y'all within the next 20 years, you'll see the rise of the Antichrist, 10 to 20. I'm just saying 10 to 20 because I'm not going to pinpoint it exactly, because, you know, I got some real people listening to me. But yeah, within the next 20, you'll see him come on the scene. So that's why this little boy is already 7 years old. 7 year tribulation, baby. Daniel 70 weeks. 70 is 7. Prophecy unfolding. So this little boy is the anti-antichrist. if, you know, and so he's the antithesis to the darkling, the, I won't say darkling because I'm the darkling, as in the light and dark being, but he's the antagonist of the Antichrist. He would be, you know, like Spider-Man versus Venom. That's why I have to get him. Okay. So people that wonder why I don't have a chance or don't have time to answer DMs and talk about, you know, little miscellaneous stuff. I do sometimes have time to talk about that, but my mind is like, I get tunnel vision. Okay. And so I have a Mars in Virgo. I love a fucking challenge. Okay. And I'm a workaholic. I also have a Virgo ascendant. I'm a workaholic. I try not to be, but when we talking about this dimensional aspect and astral travel, okay, and missions like this, I am what one would consider a super soldier. I am, and so I have to make my body rest. I have to make my mind rest. People may say, well, why you go to, you know, why you do it this way? Why you do it that way? Or people might wonder, you know, if they were able to follow me around and see my schedule and or evaluate how I go about my day and, you know, like a 24th, 48-hour period, etc. I literally have to shut my brain down like a computer. And that usually takes me going to sleep. Yes, you know, most doctors and scientists know. Who are familiar with human biology, human anatomy, and physiology know that when you go to sleep, your brain regenerates itself, but it also gets rid of toxins that it's built up during the day when it's been working and computing. So you know how when you have your desktop computer on or your laptop on and that CPU, that central processing unit gets hot, or, you know, it's got a fan on it and it's blowing that heat out? That's how your brain is. That's why it's not good to leave computers running 24/7. They have to be shut down at some point so they can cool the fuck off. So for me, I have to go to sleep. I have to shut my brain down. I have to disconnect from the digital arena, the digital interface, the interwebs. Okay. But just because I'm going to sleep doesn't mean I don't have other stuff that I got to do on the other side. So that's the reason why I'm very strong. That's one of the reasons why I'm strong with my boundaries. And I don't let people just keep me up and keep me going when I ought to be resting. If you've seen Terminator Dark Fate, you saw that she was a super soldier. They outfitted her body with, what, titanium. They gave her a special energy core. But see, her energy core would overheat. She would overheat. And the way that they kept that energy core cool was she had to have insulin to help her process glucose and energy. Turn her glucose into fuel. And if she didn't get her insulin shot, she would overheat and she would what? Shut down. She would power down due to overheating. Okay. So people may find it strange that, oh, you know, like I know some people, like family used to be like, oh, you going to bed so early, or girl, you go to bed early and you be up with the chickens, or you go to bed early, but I don't go to bed early every night, but I go to sleep when I know I have to shut down. I go fucking shut down, and I don't let people stand in the way of that. When I know I got something to do, I won't even know exactly what it is. Tonight I know exactly what I got to do, but I won't even know exactly what it is. I'll just have an urge to go lay my ass the fuck down and shut down. And then this morning, like I did, I wake up fucking tired, knowing that I've been somewhere and I don't know where the fuck I went. But I've come to realize over this last, you know, 4 to 5 years, when my body feels a certain way, I've been somewhere. When I wake up like that and I know I got plenty of sleep and I still feel tired, at 9 o'clock in the morning, I'm tired. When I got up at fucking 6:30, that means I was busy the night before. And sometimes it's multiple nights like that. people have told you that they called me for assistance on Astral and that I looked tired. When they saw me on Astral, they called me for assistance and I showed up, but I was looking tired. That's also why I don't do all them readings no more. Them 12 signs, I don't do all them readings no more for the channel, because it's too much energy and I can't do 12 readings plus all the personal clients that pop up in between there, and then all the stuff I have to do on Astral plus my daily activities of living, you know, keeping my home clean, handling business, you know, all that good stuff, you know, exercise, grounding, all that good stuff, errands. I just can't physically do it. I do have sickle cell on top of all of these gifts and stuff that I have to do. And sickle cell is a condition that automatically comes with fatigue. Sometimes the fatigue is a worse symptom than the fucking pain. But over time, I've learned to manage that with, you know, herbs and stuff. And I take great care of my body. So even with sickle cell, I'm healthier than a lot of fucking people who don't have no chronic illness. And that's just by the grace of the Most High. But the Most High makes sure, and the higher powers and, you know, them, they make sure to recharge me. So even when I really shouldn't be, you know, going, they'll charge me up like a battery. I'll lay my ass down and they'll, you know, it's almost like laying down into a hyperbaric chamber. I'll lay my ass down and sometimes I can just feel the energy come around me and they're just like, they're like, zzz, like, you know, shocking me like motherfucking... giving me a lightning strike like motherfucking Frankenstein. Rise! You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's literally like that because, you know, Egyptology and other schools of thought teach that when you go to sleep, you're closest to death, right? You technically die in a way. So you're like, rise again! And then it's another cycle, okay, of death and rebirth. Death and rebirth every fucking day. So I'm going to get this little boy. The messenger also told me that nobody, even though I'm saying this publicly, because I was told that I had to announce this publicly so that he may be listening now. Is he listening now? Okay, he's able to pick up on me. He's able to see me and listen to me from his dimension. So he's a remote viewer. He has those kind of gifts. He's just able, you know, to hear me. They told me I had to publicly announce this to acknowledge that I got the message. And I am in agreement and I will do what was requested. Okay? And I'll get it done. The messenger told me that nobody is gonna know that I'm coming. Even though I'm saying it publicly, where he is, nobody's gonna be able to like interfere. Like the mother is just automatically gonna know it's me. Like it's gonna be some kind of, you know, spiritual thing. She's automatically gonna know it's me and know where to be and all of that. And what, you know, where to meet me and all that stuff. You know, this is covert ops. This is spiritual covert ops, dead ass. She's gonna know. Like, she's gonna get the proper codes, signs. She already knows I'm coming, but she's gonna know at exactly what moment. Okay, let's get your suitcase, baby, and let's go. Just like that black lady knew I was coming to get her in that other dimension, and she dropped her bag. I brought a bag for her. She didn't want to leave. And I told her, I said, you know, they're not going to send me back in here to get you again. She said, yeah, I know. I promise you, I'm sure I don't want to go back on that side. So see, I told y'all that on that side, that we was in a place that was kind of like a combination of a hospital and an airport. So y'all think that this is all there is? You think this is all there is? You think your nice car or... you know, your motorcycle or your ATV or your bike or whatever out there, you know, or wherever you keep it, you think the bus going down the street in a taxi, you think that's all the fuck there is? I went to a whole nother fucking realm where they have their own transportation. Where do you think those planes go when they so-called disappear? Where do you think they go? So, I wanted to tell that I acknowledge receipt of the request. I'm coming. And I know he's happy because I can feel it. And to the people that are waiting for me to get this done, I'm sure you'll know when it's done. You'll know when it's accomplished, okay? Today is the 29th, so that's an 11 portal, okay? And I wanted to say thank you to him. Thank you to the others that trust me with this kind of responsibility. And I wanted to put it out there, if there are others that need assistance in this way or in ways that they know that I can help them, do not be afraid to get your messages to me. Do not be afraid to come to me. Okay, I am here to serve humanity. I'm not here to serve myself. I didn't ask for these gifts. I didn't ask to do all of this. You know, I volunteered to come here thousands of years ago just because they asked who wanted to go. And I was like, okay, you know, and I volunteered with some other people. And I came down on this planet like motherfucking Thor did in Thor Ragnarok. Like dead ass. That's exactly how I came down on this motherfucker. And I've been coming back. I was here before then. I just don't remember those excursions. But I've been back over and over and over. You know, many people have these testimonies. So thank you for trusting me with this. I'm going to do what you've requested, and I was already told I'll be rewarded for it financially. So see, people wonder, where she get her money? She tricking? She doing this? She bopping? She tweaking? She doing this? She doing it? You don't know where the fuck my blessings are coming from, because you don't know who the fuck I am. Okay, so don't ever question my motherfucking pockets. Cause see, me handling this and getting the nemesis to the fucking Antichrist, why the fuck wouldn't they pay me? Why the fuck wouldn't they reward me for that? That involves all of humanity being in a safer position by bringing something that can thwart that, what? That desolate one, that abomination of desolation. You may want to refer to the book of Revelations or your apocryphal text for more lore. This little one is 7 years old. So, in order for him to be the antithesis to the Antichrist, we talking 20, 30 years left on this motherfucker max. With it being, I'm not saying that it's going to be gone in 20 to 30. I'm saying the way things are, 20 to 30 max. It's going to be, you know, things are going to change drastically long before that point. But I'm just saying, 20 to 30, like I told you before. I told y'all that by 2050, this shit ain't going to look the same. Well, guess what? That's exactly what? 29 motherfucking years, 30 years. Which is another 11, 29. On the 29th, and it's exactly 7 p.m. now. So I'm gonna handle this. People can talk, people can laugh, people can say, oh, this is so crazy. Please laugh if you want to laugh. You know, laughter is good for the motherfucking bones, until it ain't, until your laughter ends you up in the motherfucking crucible in the lake of fire. See, laughter is fun until the rabbit got the fucking gun. See, you want to be Elmer Fudd? You want to be Elmer Fudd with your motherfucking double barrel and laugh? Please do that. Please do it so these elites and these powerful beings can hear you laughing at a mission that's meant to help save your fucking ancestors and humanity's ass from a coming villain upon the society. So see, people like to say that Bible ain't true. There's some things that have been thrown up in there that's BS, but let me tell you something, baby. When they said in the Old Testament that the Most High comes in cloud and mist, I've seen him in that form before. He don't always be in that form, but I've seen him in that form before. And it wasn't nothing out of my imagination, because I just ended up there. Like, it's like, you know, just kind of, it was literally like teleporting from one moment, from being in my bed to being in another fucking realm in heaven, in fact. That's how it was. So thank you to those who trust me with this kind of responsibility. I'll get it done, all right? And you're hearing this now at 7:02 p.m., which is 7:11, on 7/29/2021, which is 7:11, okay? I don't know where I'm going to be in 20 to 30. Hell, I don't know where I'm going to be in 24. But I'm going to just tell you this. The message was for real. And they called me Venus Starfire. And on that note, I'm gone. I'll talk to y'all later.